Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dick Dietz. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Rayhart. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bobby Etheridge. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Sadecki. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Ray Sadecki. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting third. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Torre. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Mike Shannon. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Hicks. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dal Maxville. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Gibson. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Gibson. And now, play ball. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt strikes out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock strikes out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lanier. Javier moves to second. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Javier moves to third. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Javier scores. Flood moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Etheridge fields it and throws to second for the out. Flood scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Shannon moves to second. Jim Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCovey moves to second. Jim Rayhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a pop-up in front of the plate. McCarver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Etheridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etheridge takes first base on ball four. McCovey moves to third. Dietz moves to second. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torre fields it and throws to home to get McCovey. Dietz moves to third. Etheridge moves to second. Two outs. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson strikes out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a pop-up towards short. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into right field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 1 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Torre hits a line drive towards short. Lanier catches it and throws to first to double up Flood. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCovey hits a pop-up towards third. Shannon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dietz takes first base on ball 4. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 1 in the game. Hart hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCarver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Etheridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etheridge is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Etheridge strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dave Marshall now playing right field. Bobby Bonds now playing center field. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Shannon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCarver hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Bonds, who is chasing the ball. McCarver reaches third base with a triple. Jim Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0-for-1 in the game. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Etheridge fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxville strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-1 in the game. Lanier hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki is 0-for-1 in the game. Sadecki hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCarver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hicks throws the ball into Javier, who relays the ball to Maxville, who tags Bonds trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Lanier moves to second. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Lanier trying to get to home. Hicks throws the ball into McCarver, who tags Lanier, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson hits a fly ball into left field. Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-2 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Etheridge fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shannon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dietz is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Flood takes first base on ball 4. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Torre hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Shannon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Flood moves to third. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. McCarver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Flood scores. Shannon moves to second. It's 3-0, Cardinals. Jim Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0 for 2 in the game. Hicks hits a pop-up towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 0 for 2 in the game. Maxville hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 2 in the game. Hart hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Etheridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etheridge is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Etheridge strikes out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lanier hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Giants nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 2 in the game. Gibson hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 3 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 3 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Flood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Javier moves to third. Ron Herbel now pitching. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mason pinch hits for Ron Herbel. Don Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason hits a fly ball into right field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bonds is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Giants nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Gibbon now pitching. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shannon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0 for 3 in the game. Hicks takes first base on ball 4. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 0 for 3 in the game. Maxville hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCovey strikes out. Two outs. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dietz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shannon fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 3, and San Francisco Giants, 0. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.